From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 100 years ago today, a baby was born in Savannah, Georgia, who grew up to become one of the most popular lyricists in the American songbook. Johnny Mercer's hits include Moon River, Skylark, Hooray for Hollywood, and Blues in the Night. Jeff London has this centennial tribute.
In May 1971, Johnny Mercer appeared at New York's 92nd Street Y to sing and talk about his remarkable career. He told the audience what he tried to listen for when a composer first played the music for a new song.
You get a little glimmer, and you say, ah, you don't even know if it's a word. You know, it's like you're tuning in to a musical instrument that's miles away, and you say, oh, yeah, there's something there. If I just dig hard enough, I know it'll come.
If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight.
For close to 50 years, Johnny Mercer dug hard, and the song hits kept coming.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
And coming.
Mara is the face in the misty light.
And coming.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
Johnny Mercer wrote the words and sometimes the music for over 1,500 songs with more than 200 collaborators, among them composers Harold Arlen, Hoagy Carmichael, and Jerome Kern. He was nominated for 18 Academy Awards and won 4. Robert Kimball recently co-edited the complete lyrics of Johnny Mercer and says in some ways he was a pop music poet laureate.
He was a national writer. Most of the writers were city people, and Johnny came from the South, from a more rural part of America, and they reflected in his work.
Lazy bone, sitting in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done?
Savannah is a city, but Mercer's lyrics are filled with down-home turns of phrase, train whistles, bird calls.
Skylark. Have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? And if you see her anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Johnny Mercer's niece, Nancy Gerard, grew up in the same house in Savannah where her uncle was raised.
It's a slow, easy, genteel demeanor that people just grow up with.
Mercer may have grown up in Georgia, but he spent most of his career in Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly, Hollywood.
He not only wrote a string of hit songs for movies from the 1930s to the 50s for performers from Fred Astaire to Bing Crosby.
Well, he did have 13 top 10 hits as a singer.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. And she's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Mercer recorded most of those hits for the label he helped found in L.A., Capitol Records. Mercer wrote the lyrics for On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe for the film The Harvey Girls, starring Judy Garland.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled.
Though Mercer was married to the same woman, Ginger, from the age of 20 until his death at 66, Judy Garland was the love of his life, says historian Robert Kimball.
That old Black Magic is about Judy. One for My Baby is about Judy. And I Remember You was about his relationship with Judy.
I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
The love affair haunted Mercer and likely didn't help his lifelong struggle with alcohol and anger. Andrea Marcovici has researched Mercer's life for a cabaret show devoted to his songs.
He could drink a certain amount and then take one sip more, and out would come this extraordinary beast. And he had a tendency to attack. But he always remembered everything that he did, unfortunately. And then he apologized the next day and he sent roses.
We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe and one more for the road.
Like many writers of his generation, Johnny Mercer found his kind of songwriting being pushed aside with the rise of rock and roll. Then, in 1961, Henry Mancini called, asking him to write a song for the film Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And at that moment, he writes Moon River, and he gets a brand new career. It was a wonderful arc for him, because Mancini truly resurrected Johnny Mercer.
Johnny Mercer died of a brain tumor on June 25, 1976. He's buried in Savannah's famous Bonaventure Cemetery with members of his family. And all of their tombstones have quotes from his lyrics, says his niece Nancy Gerard.
His has "And the Angels Sing." His wife, my Aunt Ginger's, has "You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby." My mother's has "Dream When the Day Is Through." That was her favorite song. And my grandmother's has "My Mama Done Told Me."
Gerard says hers will read, "Skylark, Won't You Lead Me There." For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things.
And you can hear more of Johnny Mercer's songs at nprmusic.org.
So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
This is NPR, National Public Radio.